At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The song says, look into my eyes, what do you see? It is Living Color. Yeah, some will call it the CM Punk theme song from WWE. But that is Living Color, one of the great albums ever. If you don't know it, just type in Living Color album, and the first thing that pops up, and it is an absolute jam. Absolute jam. It is one-on-one. Character is going to enjoy some family time this week. Simplicity in what we do. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit us up. Hit me with a what's up. You know what? Let's go old school with this thing. Hit me with a what's up. And then we'll get into the conversation. Sartor Hamann text line, you're wide open. Several things that I'm going to engage you with that I need your response to. And so we're going to do that. Bach and I will man the next hour and go through several things that I want to talk about. You know, Bach's a wrestling dude, so he understands when I say, let me talk to you.
There you go.
Let me talk to you. And to sidebar that one, if you walk into a new town, you pull a Cody Rhodes and you say, hey, Lincoln, what do you want to talk about?
Do you like that? I always find that sometimes it doesn't get the biggest reaction. You're just kind of
Well, people are weird that way about what they respond to or don't respond to. The call and response aspect of it. People find, you know, they sink their teeth into the thing that resonates to them best at that moment. But it was the Mick Foley thing. You know, we're having a great time and it's great to be here, right? In sunny downtown Lincoln, Nebraska. And everybody will pop and everything.
Just mention the city you're in and they'll go crazy.
Right, like it's a, you know, finally, there you go. One-on-one is back in Lincoln, Nebraska. There's so much juice to it that, right, it's always worth the squeeze, and it doesn't really matter what you're doing. In the system, we got to debut it yesterday, and it's the first of several. But in the system was we got the little snippet from Kurt Angle.
Oh, gold.
Right? Is it gold? Let's go ahead. Do you have it? Do you have access?
Let me pull it up here to see.
Yeah, like it's pretty cool to be able to have that. And we've got some really cool ones coming. Bach, I got one for Nuclear Heat, and I'm not even gonna tell you. it's just gonna play in one of your not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So the first Sunday in January. It's just going to show up, and I like it's just going
to
show up.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Right. All right. Like it's the, yeah. Which wrestler was the best at doing the cheap pop? I always, it's The Rock. Like pretty much if you ask the question, who did the best promo at anything, The Rock's in the conversation. The Rock's in the conversation. Mick Foley, you know, because of Rock and Sock, you know, they kind of got into it and Foley would steal some of the Rock persona. But I always thought from a cheap pop standpoint. And then the other part was that Daniel Bryan, you know, really went off the hook with the cheap pop. What's up, 7745? We got to get a name on there. You guys, stop being anonymous now. We're friends. We're family. You're more than a number. Downtown Scott, what's up, man? Wow, we got some smart people on it. Bill and Bennett, why are you putting that out there for the universe, man? Behave yourself. We're not trying to do that stuff out there. That's a little bit too much. Fake IDs and whatnot. Yep, it's Cupsker, you're right. We're gonna have some fun today. Here's what I want to know. Well, Sipple's number one fan says, DP, if you're talking greatest promos, you got to go with Paul Heyman. No. Because, and then promo in air quotes, if you're talking about in-ring ad lib, if you're talking about cutting a promo, a wrestling promo in the old days of cut the promo, come out and sell the next event, the next time for you to buy a ticket. I don't think there's anybody better than Flair. I just don't think there's anybody better than Flair. I don't think many people, and in that era of it, because Flair was so good, Terry Funk was exceptional. Dusty Rhodes was exceptional. Harley Race became, they elevated Harley Race from every guy to one of the great cutters ever. Macho, even if we didn't quite know where Macho was going, and an Ultimate Warrior was much CTV. We still don't know what Ultimate Warrior was talking about. Like, we still don't know.
There's a Scott Steiner math promo. I mean, right. I don't like, know if that's like, consistent,
like that's,
but.
that's legendary. The 33% yeah. based on the 50%, based on the 25%, based on, like, listen, and Big Papa Pump falls into that category. Not Scott Steiner, but Big Papa Pump. And there's a difference. There he is. We see you, brother. We see you. And you walk by. Big Papa Pump. And that's like saying that Mankind and brother and Dude Love cut the same sort of promos. No, sir. Mankind was his own level. Mick Foley could never achieve that as Mick Foley, and he could never achieve that as Dude Love. But my goodness gracious, Mankind put some word salads together. Mm. Like he really fed you. DMX, Road Dogg, and
DX, yeah,
right. But Road Dogg, the New Age Outlaws, is game changing promo, like just new level. Stone Cold to take 316 and rewrap it, rebrand it, re-identify it, and give it a whole new level of power is just exceptional business. Right. So, but this is why, like in the microphone game, having your thing, that's a lie. It really is call and response. And so the fist bump, I get more fist bumps in Lincoln than everybody else combined. Because when I got on, I used to say, hey, man, you see me in public, come say, hey, DP, what's up? And give me a fist bump. Like, give me that. And y'all have been exceptional, right? Exceptional. Well, and then here's the thing. With Mankind, remember that you have to cut that in half because Cactus Jack is also elite in the promo business, right? That you go, wow, this was amazing. Underrated. We don't talk about him enough. Superstar Billy Graham was the coolest white dude ever until Flair came along. Until Dusty came up. Like, early Dusty was a cowboy. He was an outlaw. And then Dusty went way cool because Billy Graham was out here talking about being from Paradise, Arizona. and remember, Python, Hulk Hogan owes residual checks to Billy Graham, to Superstar Billy Graham, because flexing pythons when I wrap these pythons around you. That was Superstar Billy Graham before it was Hulk Hogan. Right? All the whole look, yeah. The slick back blonde hair, super jacked up figure came out in the tights and the boots. And he was going to lay, listen, I'm going to lay it down there, come down there. He would steal from Muhammad Ali, the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour. And then everybody went behind him.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
To tell the tale. And then Jesse the Body Ventura. Like, Jesse was a bad dude, man. Like, you talk about it, like a real Ranger. Like, like, let's not bury the lead that dude. So, again, Austin has figured this out. When I get one-on-ones and I get free time, we'll go down any rabbit hole and never come out. Especially with Bach. Of course Bach and I are going to have wrestling talk. Yeah, Bray Wyatt was an exceptional storyteller. And I wish that his brother had some of that in him. Like, I want that for him. I want for his little brother to find his niche when it comes to the microphone. Not everybody has it.
No. Bray Wyatt was so good at it that that was his thing. Like, they just throw him out in the middle of the ring, say, that's what you're going to do for the week. And it almost hurt some of his, like, momentum at times because it was, I mean, he was so good at it that they relied on it so much that that's what they threw out there.
Right. Like, it was interesting to see. And it's the CM Punk factor that they are more promo than performance. There's no way to match. Bray Wyatt was he's a much better in-ring wrestler than CM Punk. But they both lost some juice because they were so good on the microphone. They were so good on the microphone. A guy that if he had been good on the microphone, Tony Atlas, if he had been good on the microphone, would have stood toe-to-toe with Hulk and superstar Billy Graham. Tony didn't have a thing. You know, Junkyard Dog figured out his thing, right? Every dog needs a bone to chew on. And everybody went, ah! Like, to know your thing and to know your space. It's there. Don's legit. Don was always, I don't know if he shows up during nuclear heat, but Don's a great, great texter. And that best manager to cut promos, Heenan, Heyman, or Cornette. I'm old school in this. That Lou Albano, Fred Blassie, did it. Blassie was the first to identify that, you know, listen, if I name call the fans, I got to pop. And so him pulling out Pencil Neck Geek, how are you Pencil Neck Geeks out there? And everybody, I'll fight you. Yeah, sure. Like, oh, okay, fine. Okay. And Lou Albano was so on fire that Cyndi Lauper grabbed him and changed pro wrestling. There's no other manager that you can say that about. Like the real split in the road of pro wrestling become nationalized and normalized was Lou Albano, because he's in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video. And everybody's like, what's Lou Albano doing in Cyndi Lauper's video? Right? So you go, okay. Precious Paul Ellery was the Legion of Doom, they weren't, while they were exceptional communicators, they were, like, they were afraid of what the Road Warriors were going to say. Like, it depends on what chemical imbalance they had going that day, that you didn't want Hawk and Animal giving you just ad-libbing. There were some things that they would say that, quite frankly, still exist on the internet that people just go, wow, how did that get by the censors? Paul Ellering is amazing. Cornette, I love Cornette because Cornette is the guy that doesn't belong. In pro wrestling upper echelon, Jim Cornette, to make nerds cool, like, he made not being cool cool. I mean, this dude was wearing a pink blazer and walking with a tennis racket, right? And here's the thing. He was so good. His teams were never that great when it came to, but he made them, right? And then the guy that was willing to sell and give his body to blow out his knee falling from a from the rafters, right? You go, okay, that's pretty good. Heenan was great. Heyman, in this space, Heyman's necessary. Because you bought into Brock Lesnar, and who's not a talker. Brock Lesnar doesn't sound like he looks. He doesn't care enough to his persona. Is not having a persona. Like, that's why he gets paid. There's a mystique behind Brock Lesnar. And the two times that he broke character are his two most famous. One, you know, when R-Truth got him, right? R-Truth got him, which is still, like, you know, R-Truth. And let's give a full shout out to R-Truth while we're at it. When we talk about promo and being on the microphone, there's nobody... There's two people that I enjoy the most in wrestling right now. R-Truth, because he's just pure comedy. He's just pure comedy. And Tony Storm. Like, Tony Storm's just the best, and everybody else is just making a bid. But R-Truth, what he does, exceptional. He broke Brock Lesnar. And then who was it that tried to get Lesnar to dance or rap? And it was just pretty funny. In that. So, yeah, it, Jaren, we saw you, bro. We appreciate you waving in the window and getting it done. Goldust was exceptional. Yeah, you're good. You're right. The entire Rhodes family, right? Josh, you got to tell me who you, 9716, tell me who you met. Oh, Macho. I'm a Macho fan because that was more personality and he gave you catchphrases, but Macho never said anything. Think about that. Like, he would take some trip around the amount around his mental universe and then he would finish with "dig it." And everybody was like, that was exceptional. Like, no, I don't know. I don't remember anything. Booker T, yeah. Booker T has done a lot. Steven, you just hit a home run. Steven, I tell you what I'm going to do. We have some cake from Beatrice Bakery. Your text is so good. Steven just typed two words, and he typed a name. And when you talk about underrated on the microphone, Gary Hart, who was a manager back in the day, mainly in the World Championship Wrestling, AWA lexicon of it. And Gary Hart was a maestro, dignified and genius. So we're going to, if you're in the area, there's a cake, Beatrice Bakery, strawberry daiquiri cake waiting for you. I'd love that. Sergeant Slaughter was really good because he really kind of carried that thing. He sold the bit. He sold the bit. So it's there. I loved Heenan because I'm old enough to remember Heenan and Blassie and other when they were wrestling. Like I caught them at the end of their careers where they were still kind of tough. Right? These were, you know, ball up the fist knuckle guys, and then into talking. Because in the space that they were working in, they didn't talk. They weren't even on the microphones. So imagine in the silent ages of wrestling and then having these oral geniuses and not using them. Like, it's pretty cool. Ted DiBiase was such a great storyteller. And the fact that he sold for everybody. DiBiase sold for everybody. You know. Yeah, you're right. It says stop. Yeah, Steven, stop by the station. It'll be waiting for you. Yeah, it's good. NWO era Sting. Beach bodybuilder Sting. Not Phantom Sting. Not late Mystique Sting. And then, yeah, John and Cortland, we'll go to break on this one. Yeah, that's pretty good. Rowdy Roddy Piper on the microphone is on the Mount Rushmore of those that can talk. We're to break. Come back. More one-on-one here at 93.7 The Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.